And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, back to the beginning of post-bop history, or some of the beginnings of it, and it seems to be in Miles Davis's quintets, especially the second great quintet. What is the second great quintet? That kind of is funny because it's Wayne Shorter, tenor sax, Ron Carter, bass, Tony Williams, drums, Herbie Hancock on piano. Possibly because the music just isn't as accessible as the first great one, which we heard with Kind of Blue. The band is writing the material for themselves, and changes are in the air in 65 with the 60s. It's in modern jazz. It's not cool. It's not free. In fact, the changes are very difficult to solo over. And let's just hear, we're going to hear ESP, the album ESP from the second great quintet. The first one we'll hear is Tony Williams brought the sense of drumming to post-bop that's kind of like what we're hearing with Scott LaFaro and on bass. And we'll start out with that. You're listening to Passport Modern Jazz. Thank you.
Thank you. The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we're digging into some post-bop history, some of its beginnings. A lot of people put it at 65, but it had some other beginnings that we did, the 59 Kind of Blue record, where there's elements of it there. We are now in the mid-60s, and we just heard ESP written by Wayne Shorter, and this is the second great quintet. I can hardly say that, but that's what it's called. With Miles on trumpet, leader Wayne Shorter, tenor Ron Carter, bass Tony Williams, drums Herbie Hancock, piano, playing ESP by Wayne Shorter, which is just an incredible tune. The changes are so hard to get over. It's not like rhythm changes. It's not a blues. These tunes, things are really changing in jazz. Before that, we heard 81 by a composition by Ron Carter. And in the beginning, we heard Miles Davis' Agitation with Tony Williams just all over the drums. In fact, on all of this, he's just all over the drums and very young, too. Very, very young. And we're going to move on. We're going to listen to some other things that a little bit of post-bop that's more just fun. And before fusion, it's not free. It's not cool. It's this post-bop stuff. And we're going to hear something called Freeform by Donald Byrd. We're going to hear the title cut, Freeform. Wayne Shorter, tenor sax, Herbie Hancock, piano, Butch Warren on bass, and a favorite drummer of mine, Billy Higgins. And this is from 1961. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. Freeform, from the album by Donald Byrd. Freeform, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Wayne Shorter tenor sax, Herbie Hancock piano, Wayne Butch Warren bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. We're going to go back to Miles's quintet to 67 to a ballad called Nefertiti, with the lineup is the same. Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams. And the approach to ballads, the changes are just a lot different, and just not hearing things just aren't the same. It's the 60s, and everything seems to be changing. And here on Nefertiti, the album, the song Nefertiti, is incredibly different too. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS.
Thank you.
So, and we also hear with Nefertiti, we hear a reverse of roles and a lot of experimenting going on. Of course, in the 60s, many of us remember it. Nefertiti is a strange tune in that there are no improvisations. It's supposed to be on horn, but where are they? And the improvisations are actually in the rhythm section with the rhythm section of bass and piano and drums. And the horns just play that same melody over and over again. It's a great melody. People love it. What a great melody and incredible ballad. And composition by, of course, Wayne Shorter, who comes through all of post-bop history in the mid-60s with his compositions here. And they're littered all over the place here. You can't avoid them. Next up, we're going to try and listen to somebody else from 67, the great Vibus Bobby Hutcherson. From his album Oblique, we're going to hear the composition Oblique, and this is by Joe Chambers, who's drums and on this album, with Albert Stinson on bass. Herbie Hancock, again, he shows up too. Herbie Hancock is on piano. And this is from 1967. And we'll hear Oblique. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Maybe we're going to find out something about post-bop that we didn't know. And certainly wasn't called post-bop back then. It didn't have a name at all. It was just jazz. Thank you. And Oblique by Bobby Hutcherson from the 60s, part of the post-bop history. That what's going on in the 60s? I don't know. We all lived, a lot of us lived during that, and we don't know what was going on. And listening to it back, I'm not sure, but people are pushing for change, harmonic change, rhythmic change, change with form, and it's very, very strict. It's not free at all. Changes get very difficult to solo over. It's not like rhythm changes in like Charlie Parker, and things aren't always, it's not bebop, it's not fast like that, but it doesn't have these changes that you can go through. It has, changes are very much changing with this. And it was also felt here in Louisiana, in all over, there's kind of this post-bop resurgence that came about in the late 80s, and they like to put it with Wynton Marsalis and Black Code and that record, but this was happening all over Louisiana too, and I like to play my quintet Harrison and Blanchard with Black Pearl, their record, and we're listening to Tony by Donald Harrison, and maybe get to a little bit of Birth of the Abstract before we have to sign out for this week. Terrence Blanchard, trumpet. Donald Harrison, C melody and soprano. Cyrus Chestnut, piano. Reginald Veal, bass. And Carl Allen on drums. And this is from 88. Hope you've enjoyed this Passport to Modern Jazz show, trying to cover post-bop history and its beginnings. We'll see you next time. We want to thank all our contributors, the university, the individual contributors that just lay that money down. We're going to work hard for you every time. We see you next time. Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You can find out more about KRVS and listen online at our website at krvs.org.